You're listening to SBS News.
Plumes of smoke fill the sky as a huge fire rages for the second day in the Troodos Mountains on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. Villagers making a hasty retreat pause to watch a helicopter douse water on the raging flames. The blaze, which began outside the village of Arakapas, spread quickly amid strong winds scorching 55 square kilometres of pine forests and orchards, and forcing 8 mountain villagers to evacuate. One villager describes the moment they decided to flee.
As soon as we saw the fire approaching, we got in the car and drove off. We told the authorities there was a fire. But unfortunately, the planes and the fire services arrived very late.
Rescue crews were also too late to save 4 people they believed fled their crashed vehicle in a doomed attempt to escape. Their bodies, which were found on Sunday, belonged to 4 Egyptian labourers in their 20s. Authorities say they are making arrangements to repatriate the remains. Around 50 homes have been destroyed by the fires, many of them in Arakapas. Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiades promised help when he visited the area.
I reassure you that our support to all the people will be decisive. We will compensate whatever is possible to give people back hope and help them survive this tragedy.
Fire officials say the entire department was mobilized to fight the blaze, including 70 fire engines, 7 bulldozers, and 10 water tanks. Many volunteers also rushed to help fire crews. Mr. Anastasiades says the response is ongoing.
Following the government's decisiveness, on Wednesday the first support measures for victims will be announced, and of course an in-depth study for further measures so that we feel that we have responded to an unprecedented tragedy.
Officials say it's the worst fire in the Mediterranean island's history, and it forced the Cypriot government to request help from the European Union and Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett.
Last night during the Shabbat, the government of Cyprus requested assistance to extinguish giant fires that are currently raging. During the night, we authorized the dispatch of 2 firefighter planes to Cyprus, together with materials and equipment that will be used to gain control of the fires. Cyprus is a great friend of Israel, and we stand by them.
A pair of helicopters from the British military was also deployed to help firefighting efforts. After several hours combating the blaze, civil defence workers warned the smouldering hillsides could reignite if strong winds were to return. While the fire is still under investigation, police have arrested a 67-year-old farmer on suspicion of starting the blaze. Police say the man is facing arson charges and has been ordered by a court to remain in custody for 8 days to assist the investigation. Nadine Silva, SBS News.